The Theater School at DePaul University presents Video Galaxy by Jared Hecht. Director, John Jenkins. Scenic designer, Jake Ives. Costume designer, Nikki Foster. Lighting designer, Jamie Davis. Sound designer, Rachel Reagan. Dramaturg, Ben Falk. Film director, Kevin Andres. Stage manager, Abby Betts. Playing May 22nd through 30th, 2015. The 2014-2015 theater school season is dedicated in loving memory to Julia Neary, assistant professor and alumna from the BFA acting class of 1990, to honor her spirit of collaboration, dedication, and passion for great work. Presented by the Theater School at DePaul University on the Fullerton Stage, 2350 North Racine Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Email theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu. Phone number 312-922-1999. Cast in order of appearance. Dude, Harrison Weaker. Joe and Principal Daniels, Charles Johnson. Sarah and Lizzie, Taylor Marie Blim. Eli, Sam Katansky. Yobel and Secretary, and Woman, and male woman, Audrey Gladson. Place and time, 2008, The Real Video Galaxy Church, Video Galaxy Movie Rental Store, and a hospital. There will be strobes, blacklight, and theatrical fog and haze used in this production. There will be one 10-minute intermission. Playwright's note, this play is about transitions. When I started at DePaul, I was in the acting program, which at the time had an invitation to return policy. At the end of the first year, a number of actors would be invited to return for the second year. The rest would need to begin this process from transitioning, finding a new major, a new school, a new city. When I was not invited to return to the acting program, my transition began with a conversation with Julia Neary, a professor who passed away this year. There were a lot of things she said to me throughout the summer that are worthy of being the only sentence in this note. But above all the inspiring things she said, I think what's most notable is that she understood I was going through a transition at the time, one that had been thrust upon me, and she reached out. She asked me difficult questions and had a way of saying, "How are you doing?" that cut quick to the bone. "No, I'm fine," aloud. I'm a fairly resilient person, but I think a part of that is only because of the friendships I've had during my own transitions. Thanks, Julia. Jared Hecht, fourth year BFA playwriting. Dramaturgy note. The earth doesn't revolve around you. As children growing up, we spend a lot of time listening to stories. From bedtime tall tales to Saturday morning cartoons to classroom history lessons, we learn amazing events and the incredible people who lead them from across the spectrum. Each leader is surrounded by a group of devoted followers, and behind them are countless numbers of background characters who are barely colored in. Most of us live our lives thinking we are the main characters in our own movie. In doing this, events are measured on a scale of how much they personally affect us. When someone else pulls attention, it is seen as intentional and malicious, an obstacle that actively opposes a hero's advancement. It may be difficult to accept that you are not the protagonist after all. You might possibly be a secondary character, or even the story's villain. But in the grand scheme of it all, the hardest thing is to accept that you might not matter. There are those of us who are willing to accept that we aren't the star, and we are happy to reject the spotlight. We observe and support as others take control and make the decisions. While being on the sidelines can mean fewer responsibilities, it also means watching terrible things happen without the power to take control and to affect positive change. When called on to affect the outcome of the story, we look back on our archive of recorded memories and finally make a choice and agonize over what's been done and what could have been done. You fade back, you pause the tape, rewind, play again. Benjamin Folk, BFA 4, Theater Arts.